And now this is a dictation for Nadine, N-A-D-I-N-E, Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S, April 6, 60. Address as a letter to Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Walderzak, W-A-L-D-E-R-Z-A-K, P-A, 539-7747. Dear Mr. Walderzak, a follow-up for Mrs. Barnes with chronic kidney disease after acute kidney injury in relation to Staphylococcus sepsis, septic shock, toxic shock syndrome, with complications of gangrene, a number of fingers and toes, with resection. Last visit a year ago. She spent all the winter in Florida. No hospital emergency room. For the most part, review system is negative. Unfortunately, still smoking, has a chronic cough. No purulent material hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation, claudication symptoms. Next paragraph, medication list review, notice the Allegra D. She was off for a number of medications, so endocrinology at Florida put her back on Synthroid, lower dose than usual. Next paragraph, present blood pressure 128/66. This is on the right side, the large calf. No respiratory distress, no localized RALS, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap, no situs tenderness, no edema, and non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry, creatinine is baseline at 1.13 GFR 54. Normal sodium potassium, bicarbonate elevated, probably from COPD. A normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, normal hemoglobin. Next paragraph, CKD stage 3, as indicated above, at the time of complications, acute kidney injury. He went for a tummy tuck, developed Staphylococcus sepsis, septic shock, and toxic shock syndrome. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood pressure normal without medications. All chemistry is stable. Encouraged to stop smoking. We'll see her back in a year.